When you click, when you Google dementia and all the links are purple.
Oh, I got to deal with three people with ADHD now.
This is from Teej. I hate dubstep so much.
I did too. All
right, ready? Huh? One, two, three. All right. One, two, three. Okay.
What does it?
Okay. Tristan, take us in.
Oh, shit. No, give me like 5 seconds. I was double checking my mic, dude.
One, two,
I did
three,
the clap, see?
Four, five. I'll give you 5 seconds.
Okay. Hold on. Hold on. I need like maybe 30 seconds. My landlord actually
Uno,
is
dos,
trying
tres,
to call
cuatro, cinco.
Texting instead. I told you that I had to take care of that before or during the recording.
Hi, Odian.
Okay. Do you wanna should we just should we start the episode?
No,
you
I'll
take care of your
I just need to send one text, relax. Calm your tets.
Okay.
Calm your tets.
Okay.
Calm your tets, mate.
Alright. You want
me
to take
say,
us in?
I was gonna say yeah, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the first podcast. Today, I've got a very special guest with me, Illy the Kitty. Illy the Kitty, do you mind barking for us today?
This TJ.
Thank you.
This does.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, Tristan. I really appreciate it.
That was a really good intro.
That was a very humanizing intro. Thank you. Thank you, Tristan.
And today we're going to find out if God wants us to actually release an episode with Illy the Kitty.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, hey, by the way, there is another episode with Illy the Kitty out there in the ether somewhere. And my hard drive still seems to have it, but my hard drive hit the floor pretty hard.
Did
so
your,
I don't know if
wait,
it's ever going to see the light of day.
Did your hard drive hit
What's
the gritty?
Up? Well, it hit the cement floor at a pretty high velocity, and I tried to open it on my computer, and it said no. So
did it get
wool?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Did it get wool? I hit the floor last night.
Yeah, and
oh god.
Yeah, and it I would bring it into a repair shop, but you know, like we were saying earlier, I don't know if I want them to see everything on there. Not all my files. So.
We get it, Lars. We get it. You have a bunch of My Little Pony porn on there.
No. That would be TJ, if anyone.
No,
that
yeah, shit,
would not
never
be
mind.
Me.
Yeah, it was TJ.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But that's okay. That's okay. Okay, so. Well,
wait, what?
Different.
Hold on.
What?
Can you elaborate on that?
No.
Yeah.
I didn't say
what do you mean by that?
What?
Oh, okay.
What do you mean by that?
Anyway, hey, Illy, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
I don't know. Anyway, hi, I'm Illy the Kitty. I'm a 21-year-old creator and ADHD motherfucker from Scotland. I do a little bit of everything, and I'm chronically ill, so the fact that I even made it here today is amazing.
Actually, I also suffer from chronic illness and brain damage, so I respect that. I feel that as well.
Hey, we're dying sooner than the rest of you. Hey, yo, we won't see
I
the apocalypse.
I woke up this morning and I fucking puked, and I'm like, oh yeah, this is gonna be a good podcast.
Oh great,
yeah, so it goes, bro.
It's like a harbinger.
That is how it goes. You puke and keep making videos.
Hell yeah! I woke up this morning and my leg has enough fluid retention that I got to draw a smiley face on it. And you know, that's just how I prep myself, you know, positive vibes.
I was like, you know what, I'm going to treat myself today. I made myself some lasagna for breakfast. I'm like, it's going to be a good day.
Ooh, I have a lasagna waiting for me.
Oh, can I come?
No, it's mine.
Fuck.
Oh, by the way, I'm going to do something real quick because I realized I didn't do that. Alexa, turn off the fan.
Alexa,
probably good if I didn't have fan playing in my audio.
Alexa, crank up the fan to 120%.
Okay. Yeah, that's not how that works.
Alexa, add 12-inch dildo Playboy playlist to my shopping basket.
I put 500 big black dildos on your shopping list.
Hey, TJ used to say that too.
You know, I actually did that on stream once, and they had it for Alexa to auto-buy, and the dildo actually showed up. They're now one of my friends.
Nice.
That not the amazing. Dildo. The person that I haven't.
Oh. Before we move on, I would like to say that that was one of TJ's first jokes on the podcast, is where he told Alexa to buy a bunch of 12-inch giant black dildos.
Alexa, order a 50-pack of big black dildos, like 20-inch long, from Bad Dragon.
I love your optimism that it's going to understand and parse that command.
Oh, man.
Alexa, just buy some, like, 12-inch dildos, or probably about 12 inches long, and you expected it to, like, be able to parse and, like, choose the exact right dildo for, like, someone's anus or something.
Alexa, anyway. Turn the TV off.
Okay.
So, just for some context, by the way, we'll go ahead and get it out of the way.
Okay.
Yes, Illy does make frequent appearances on another YouTube channel.
Drumsy.
By a certain person.
He's amazing.
Named Got Drums. Or I guess he goes by Drumsy now.
Drumsy's
amazing. It's his birthday tomorrow. So on the day recording
we need to all sing him happy birthday.
Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah, he's like, what is he, like 47 now or something? Something like that?
87?
I think 57, if I remember right. Yeah.
Yeah, and I was watching, by the way, I was watching an old Pay Money Wubby video fairly recently.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he's like, I was celebrating with my friend Rob, and he showed some footage of it, and it's just, and then Drumsy just shows up.
Welcome to the Friday video, boys, where it was supposed to be Thursday, but I have a life. Okay, things come up. Okay, it was Rob's birthday. What do you want me to do?
Year of high school and took
off. Oh, he's so ugly. It was Rob's birthday.
So,
he's just there. He's an anomaly.
I guess that's his. I guess that's his name.
He's a cryptid.
If anyone's wondering, that's his name, I guess. Anyway, so I have some topics, and I really want to get into this. And I think we should talk about this one first because people were vaping during the voice chat in the beginning, which is, you know, it is what it is.
Don't you know that's
And we were talking about the concept. We were talking about the concept of gaming vaping, like gamer vapes. And I was thinking to myself, I feel like there's a market here for like a gaming kind of like G Fuel, but for vaping.
Actually, I know saying, Lars. There is a market for stupid fucking teenagers to get Mario flavored piss pods for their vape.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was thinking more like Mountain Dew and Doritos as opposed to like pee. But,
okay, but listen, you know, I have to bring up piss or shit at least once per episode. It's the law. Okay.
He likes the gamer girl pee.
The Sonic just purposely turns your blood blue.
That's
You're breathing in the smoke that he generates.
An ancient memory. Okay, in third grade, I actually got convinced that blood inside your body was blue, and there was this one fucker. There was this one fucker that was like, "Yeah, blood inside your body is blue," and then I'm like, "I don't believe you." And then we were like all trying to, we all kept cutting ourselves trying to see the blood. Be blue before it hits the air and turns red.
Whoa.
And the teacher was horrified, and that's what we did while she was out of the classroom.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I had heard that it was blue just because that's a common school rumor,
I was only seven. It's not that bad.
Trust
me.
Wow,
they're
I think
really
he took that Eiffel
people sec- young, huh?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Kill me.
Justin, I think you took that Eiffel 65 song too literally at that point.
Really, man?
Oh my.
Oh.
TJ be like, reference.
Dude, I'm blue.
Have you guys heard that new? It's really stupid. There's this new song that's going around on like grocery store radios where it's like someone They took the beat from Blue Dabadi, but they have this like lady singing over it saying like, oh, I just want to have a good night at the club tonight. And they took out the best part, which is Blue Dabadi.
Why would you take that song?
Okay, it's fine. It's just
I'm ready to have the best night of my life. Yeah, that one.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, Tristan, you know the lyrics in the song is like, it's like, I'm blue, I will bleed, and I'll die.
I know the song, TJ. I will bleed, and I'll die. I don't live under a fucking rock.
No, you're just taking the bleeding part too, literally.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like, you're not supposed to actually imitate the song. By the way, here's the thing. If you're listening to this right now, and you don't have a girlfriend, I want to point out that in the Blue Dabadi song, even the blue guy has a girlfriend, dude. And she's blue too. So, what's your excuse? What's your fucking excuse?
My excuse is I'm chronically ill and no one likes me.
Wait, you have a fiance. What are you talking about?
Huh? Oh, yeah, shit.
Bro.
I hope you can remember that.
Are you like low key an emo kid, Justin?
No, I have fucking amnesia on a daily basis.
Did you guys have an emo phase when you were younger?
No, I just had a phase where I was a little shit all the time.
My entire character came from said emo.
Actually, that leads me into one of my topics I had for you, Illy. Prepare. Mm-hmm. Are you ready for this really difficult, hard-hitting journalistic question?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
All right. How did your avatar's design originate? Like, give us an in-depth story. Give us all the sauce. Spill it on me, girl.
High school trauma.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So, Illy's current design came around 2015? Before that, she was like purple. She was like a Sonic hedge cat. But then she went full cat. And then she stopped being a Sonic character. But from like 2015 and onwards, she's always had the green fringe and like the really dark navy blue black hair at the back. So she's been like this for a very long time.
That's very nice, but like, I didn't expect you to just say high school trauma, squeal excitedly, and then just not talk about the high school trauma whatsoever.
Oh, do you want me to get into that? Because, whoo! My teachers relentlessly bullied me. My ex-friend tried to murder me twice. My dad abandoned me after claiming that his nose problems were coming from a nose disease and not coke. And the whole school hated me because I was undiagnosed autistic.
Hey, Illy, I gotta go. My nose is tingling. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Actually, all
right. Good joke, Tristan.
When he did leave, when my dad did leave, right? It was basically he'd got a new house because he was running from the council and the council house that he was living in, he he cracked the gas meter and the electric meter so he could get free gas and electric.
Ooh.
So he's a federal criminal, right? And he got this new place and he wouldn't give my mom the address. And I went there just before Christmas. And when we came back, mom was like, all right, if you don't give us the address, you're not seeing her again until you give the address. And he went, I can't give the address because I'm currently working with the government, some secret like MI5 type shit, right? And he's like, oh, I can't give my address because it's confidential. And it's like, huh? And he's like, yeah, so I can't give the address. Bye. And I've never seen him again.
I'm really enjoying this therapy session, Illy. You seem like you have a lot of trauma to unpack here. Thank you for sharing with us today.
Oh, yeah.
Well, at least it led to some YouTube success, so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that's where my trauma led me.
Nowadays. Your father was James Bond?
What?
Fuck's sake, Illy's like bearing her soul to us and talking about traumatic memories, and TJ's like, oh my gosh, her father's James Bond? Holy fuck.
He genuinely pretended that he was James Bond and was working with a private agency under the government, when in fact it was the private agency that was chasing him.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
When she said the council, all I was thinking about was just like, the Jedi Council will see you now.
The Council will decide your fate.
The Council will decide your fate.
Yeah, in the UK, it's a lot. What an actual council is much less exciting, Justin, unfortunately. It's,
each town has its own council, and then those councils are run by county councils, and then that's about it, really. They're not like cool things. They're like, oh, we'll charge you 50% council tax on everything that you own, but we won't fill the potholes in the road.
So it's like they're not like chasing your father with lightsabers and silencers.
No, but that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it wasn't the council that was chasing him, though. It was actually a government-run agency because he was a criminal.
So what you're saying is Johnny English was chasing your father.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. Well, after that traumatic...
Your father was Mr. Bean.
Yeah, okay. Was Johnny English even, like, a popular thing, by the way? Or is that just... I feel like that was a one-off movie that came out in 2008 or something.
No, there's, like,
there were three movies.
There's multiple movies. Yeah.
Yeah, and the most recent one, you get to see his ass, I think. It was pretty good.
What?
Someone says we're stealing Chet's jokes, by the way, at discord.t1podcast.com. If you want to tune to these episodes live, go ahead and join us in the chat, and you can say stuff to the host and the guests.
No, hold on.
That's Discord. Yes?
Did you copyright those jokes, bitch? Yeah, that's right. Person in chat. No, you didn't. It's a free game. You're posting in our Discord server. I will come at you. I will come on you, and I will fucking fight you.
That's my boyfriend.
Okay, and? Is he cute?
Yeah.
Well, fuck yeah, then. Let's go.
All right. Anyway, we're gonna steal your jokes, whether you're related to the guest or not. Or
I will fight you. Do you want to kiss about it? Yeah, let's go.
Are you saying her boyfriend's related to her?
No, I meant like relationship, not like what are you doing, step bro?
Jesus,
I didn't know that incest was legal in Scotland.
She's a part of the royal family.
Oh yeah, my ex-friend who tried to kill me twice.
Was your brother?
Her sister was dating her cousin.
Ooh.
They actually had a baby.
I do think it's kind of funny.
Do you have any? Do you have any proof of that so I can avoid it?
Wait, what?
I think if I said anything else, I think they'd stop being on the.
Yeah. By the way, I like how you mentioned that someone tried to kill you twice, and you're just like, "Yeah, they're an ex-friend now." Like that's a pretty like that's not a huge punishment at that point.
Listen,
we're not friends anymore.
Listen, Lars,
it's too. This was too much. What?
I was on the goofy sauce. I got a little bit spicy, but Illy and I were mending bridges now. Okay.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're saying you're the one who tried to kill her. I get it. That's funny, Tristan.
Illy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. I was on the goofy sauce. I had too much mac and cheese, but I'm good now. Okay, I'm good.
The fact that you tried to push me down the school stairs while it was covered in people was really dumb. Like, what am I meant to fall on, Jacob?
Yes, because I was trying to get you into Jacob's arms and set you up for life, like a romantic partner. But it fucking backfired.
This is why we arranged this episode, so then Tristan could reveal to you that he was the you know, he was like,
it was me, Illy, the whole time. I was the one that pushed you down the stairs.
What were you doing in Scotland randomly? Oh, okay. Well, Tristan doesn't, don't worry, he doesn't have any money. So,
yeah, no, like, no, I'm really broke. I mean, I could just pay
past
you
past life
noodles.
In Scotland.
I guess it'll need to be your life then.
Hello? Yeah. Whoa!
If you want my life, you're gonna have to fight me for it first.
Mate, you have a chronic illness. No, I don't.
Oh wait, yeah, it'd be like us fucking like flipping our wrists together and puking on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who can throw up the most challenge? I bet I can fucking puke more than you, Illy.
Who will pass out from tachycardia first?
Me, obviously.
Oh, yeah, what's your resting heart rate?
I don't know, because I can never feel my fucking pulse.
Fuck, same. Last time I checked, it was 125.
Jesus. Wait, that's your resting... That's incredibly high. Holy shit.
Yeah, I have undiagnosed POTS and Cushing's.
Oh, dear.
And my sister.
I was going to say, like, I was worried because my.
And my osteopenia.
Wombo combo.
Wombo combo!
Wombo combo.
I really
yeah, like... I was worried that, like, mine was getting up to... I was getting kind of high. I was like, oh, it's starting to get up into the 90s. I had to get that back down. So I worked really hard to get it back down to, like, down into the 70s. And oh, dear. Well, I hope you guys are okay. Please survive.
Oh, fun fact, Lars. My brain damage and memory loss has been getting worse. So that's cool. I really hope I remember this interview because this has been fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I really hope you do, man. Like, it's been funny listening to you. You've been telling us kind of in voice chats and stuff recently that you've been going back to listen to recent episodes of the podcast, and it seems like you've forgotten every single thing that has happened. You're getting to, it's like you record the show, and then you get to hear it again for the first time.
That's really sweet. That's also really sad. Because, like, you'd be looking at me tomorrow and be like, who the fuck is that bitch?
Hold on, now I gotta send a message as a reminder. Okay, do not attack Illy the kitty. She's don't hurt. She sick and cute, kinda. Okay, there we go.
Alright, good job.
I'm sending that to your fiance.
I'll bet. I'll show her myself. Let's fucking go.
Hey, tomorrow, why are you mad at me? That must be a great way of getting out of chores. Like, take trash out. Still sitting there 2 hours later. Why didn't you take trash out? What trash?
What?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh, Preston,
there's actually potential here. Like, just never having to do anything in terms of responsibilities, because you can't remember. Oh, like, 30 seconds later, it's like, it's just gone.
I know what you're talking about. I am working on not having that happen anymore because I don't want any relationship problems, which is why I carry a notepad.
Oh, okay. Oh, nice.
I'm so sorry, but my partner said he did that idea ages ago. He doesn't remember.
Oh, wait, I did do that? Oh, damn. Okay.
How would you remember if you did?
When you Google dementia and all the links are purple.
Wait, hold on. Actually, let me fucking check. Hold up. Memory loss.
Oh, no.
Oh, actually, there are some purple links in here.
What? Oh, no.
What? No. Oh, man.
Oh, you know that meme image of the that's fucking horrible and that's fucking hilarious? That. That.
I can't believe there's actually some purple lake.
I'm so
also,
sorry.
Preston, don't feel too bad, by the way, because you're not going to remember this. You'll forget about it.
I'm so sad now. I'm just going to go fucking cry and shit in the corner.
Oh, I'm getting palpitations. I'm not actually, but I'm a booty.
Preston, you amnesiac. Fuck, dude. Come on. All right, let's go.
I think this is the best energy I've ever had with a guest, and it's fucking incredible. Yeah.
I mean, I'm all about that energy, you know?
All right, let's go. What are we talking about?
Oh, I have topics, by the way. We can actually do a podcast if you guys would like.
Actually, after all that depressing shit, I have something to talk to Illy about.
Uh-huh.
Oh, can it be something, like, nice, though?
Yes, it's nice. It's nice. For once? It's okay. Nice. Hey, Illy. I was reading your bio and looking at your Discord. Would you like to talk about frogs for a little bit?
I do love frogs. Oh my god, wait, hang on. I have something.
Oh no. I've unleashed the beast.
Uh-oh.
Why is she breathing so heavy? She's got a frog suit! Oh my god!
Man, she turned into a frog.
Ribbit for me, bitch.
Ribbit.
Well, if you're listening on audio, I guess I'll just kind of explain, by the way. She has turned into a frog, and she is croaking at the moment. So. This is probably why you guys should listen in to the episodes on YouTube, by the way. Because then you can see whatever this is over.
I don't know. It really is, man. Audio this is so much fun.
by the way, just go to at the first podcast on YouTube, and you can watch these on video, because TJ's been making some nice cutdowns of them. And if the guest happens to be a VTuber of sorts or a VR chatter, he's been inserting them in post, and it has led to the episodes being several weeks late, but that's okay.
Wait, Illy, what's your favorite kind of frog?
Yeah, self-insert.
Desert rain frog.
Ooh, that's a good choice. I really like
that. Wait, there are different types of frogs?
Yes,
Lars. There's a lot of frogs. Do we need to do like a frog video where I teach you what frogs are?
How many types of frogs are there?
Like, a lot.
Four?
A lot.
Oh my fucking lord.
Your favorite frog is the Cuban tree frog.
Like those big giant little fuckers that like bite your fingers.
I like.
They're so cute.
I like frog.
Which is the one?
The frog from the game.
Which one is the one that gives you like frog. You're either turned into like a princess or you get warts? What's that one called?
Your ex?
Well, that's. I mean, that's. That, I guess so. That's okay. I'll give it to you.
Ayo, Lars X has herpes? Yeah.
It's called genital warts.
Herpes? Do I have herpes? No, I don't have herpes. No, I don't have. I don't have herpes. I don't. Okay. Anyway.
So then how come we've never shared a drink, Lars?
Well, just because I find you disgusting as a person.
Oh, okay.
That's why. Don't worry. It's not herpes.
That's,
yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, that's fair. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I have a topic, by the way. If you guys would like.
Yeah, that's fine. Get into it. It's fine.
I've actually come prepared. Okay. So I was sitting there and I was thinking, sometimes when you date someone, it's like they have a pet, you know, and you like the pet and you like the person, but it's really like about the pet.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking it'd be cool if after a breakup, you got to still see their pets. Like if there was like an agreement. Where you didn't have to lose your relationship with their cat, you know, just because you lost your relationship with them.
The cat was a benefit of dating me, okay? You don't get access to my pussy anymore. No.
Oh.
Nice. Okay.
It's like child custody where you have visitation rights like every Saturday.
Pussy 24/7, but after we break up, no, fuck out of here.
Nice.
That's very funny, Tristan.
No.
Anyway, no, I...
You're a funny guy.
All right, this bit is dead. All right, well, never mind. We can move on. I was hoping to have like a discussion there.
Nope.
About like
you're welcome.
Yeah.
I killed it like I tried to kill Illy.
There, that's a lot of pussy loss at that point. By the way, Tristan, because don't you have like 20 cats at this point?
I only have 4.
That's a lot.
He's well on his way to becoming the crazy cat lady.
Yeah, Illy like has to belong there.
Yeah, okay. The joys of death, huh?
Why do you have 4 cats?
Because they're cute.
Meow.
And I'm lonely and I can't really leave the house much, so they keep me from being extremely sad.
Yeah, but didn't you say that they're literally constantly pooping on the floor now?
No, there's because just like that's just my fiance's cat. I don't know why she keeps shitting on my floor. But
stop shitting on the carpet.
One of my first impressions of Illy is I woke up in the voice chat and I was screaming, "You shit on the carpet! Why did you shit on the carpet?" And then that's all Illy heard, and that was a good first impression.
Yeah, it was good because I don't even remember that. Irony.
Hey, wait, that's my bit. I'm amnesia. You can't steal that. Okay, that's my trademark.
You won't remember.
Hi, amnesia.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll probably forget that you stole it from me anyway.
Yeah.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba.
All right.
Holy shit.
Okay.
I think I broke my desk partially.
Lol.
Wait, no. Okay, so I hit my desk so hard, my desk chair, like, lowered, like, a foot, and it scared the shit out of me. And I almost
Wait, Tristan, please don't hit your desk during the recording. It's gonna get on the mic.
Okay, well, too late. I already hit it. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to kiss me because of it? Go ahead.
Probably, right. Yeah.
No, that's okay. So,
let's go.
Yes. No, I was just bummed because I just remembered my ex had like a cat that I wanted to like hang out with for a second. So that's why I brought that up.
I can give you a cat. Do you want one?
Well, I don't think Tristan seems like he doesn't want to hang out with his fiance's cat anymore.
Yeah.
Honestly, yes. Sense. But the only reason I take care of the cat is because I love my fiance. and that's why I put up with her shitting on my carpet.
That's fair.
No,
by the way, Illy.
Speaking of shitting on the carpet, Illy, I have a question for you about that.
Well, let me talk first, though, Tristan. All right, hold on. So, Illy, it's very distracting, by the way, because I noticed I have severe ADHD, and every like 3 seconds, there's like this just big cock that floats across your screen.
Mm-hmm.
And is there any context for that, or is it literally just it's just
Donovan.
There to be there?
Their name's Donovan.
Okay.
And we love him very much. And I'm planning to do art of him properly so that I can have him actually walk over the screen, because I think that'd be really cute.
I think I just saw a Spaghetto jump scare.
Spaghetto.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Listen, the chat asked me to turn on my camera and give him a kiss, so I please them. That's why you need to join our Discord server.
He's kissing your boyfriend!
Wait, Illy, do you have any experience drawing cocks, though? Like, are you good at that?
Yeah.
Can I get some examples in DMs, please? Like,
sure!
Cool.
Let me see.
Okay,
alright. No, it's like everything that I'm trying to, like, loosely imply for innuendo, Tristan, just, like, barrels through with the subtlety of a baboon.
Show me that cock!
Awesome.
Show me your cock! Whip it out, put it on the table!
He's been practicing that horrible, horrible Scottish accent.
Here's one
like
that
I was paid
£25 to draw once. There you go.
Wait, picture weighs 20. Oh my fucking lord.
Was that a rooster or an actual penis?
There's a bow tie on the ball sack.
Nice.
Do you have any more? Do you have any more? Huh? Is there more? Is there more?
It's good. Good thing she has those on hand.
Ironically, I have an art of my OC with them on hand. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
This fucking episode. I'm sorry, Lars.
I have more topics, by the way. Also, TJ.
Yep.
I think you mentioned you actually had some topics, right? I wanted to actually give you a chance.
Mike.
No, I was just gonna go with the flow of this episode.
Sorry. I assumed you came in with consummate professionalism and actually were prepared.
I have Eliana X Freddy fan art.
Ooh. Could you send me an example so I can avoid it?
I'll send you the thumbnail.
Chris is like, no, I don't like Freddy Fazbear. Please don't send me pictures of Freddy Fazbear. Fuck. I would not like it.
That's a tongue. That is a tongue. Okay.
I don't fuck around, or maybe I do.
The animatronics get a little quirky at night.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are talking about Five Nights at Freddy's. I don't know why, because Tristan's always talking about like Halloween.
Did you think I
horror
was
movies? I thought you were talking about Freddy Krueger.
Ew. Ew.
I thought. Oh. Wait, Illy, do you like sausage?
Yes.
That's the same thing. Freddy's Krueger. Dick is just a fucking cooked sausage.
What
Freddy's,
sausage?
Freddy's Krueger.
Yeah, Freddy's Krueger.
This is like the
okay. I would love to talk about horror movies, Lars,
Supreme
but
Court?
No one ever talks about horror movies with me, so I've given up.
Oh, hey,
you could have talked about horror movies with Rebecca.
Yeah, I got a horror movie topic for you guys.
Go.
Have you guys seen Shark Exorcist?
Oh, for fuck's sake!
No.
No, it's a question. Have you guys seen Shark Exorcist?
Nope.
The one movie he always brings up when we talk about horror movies.
I see.
Well, it's because like it's like the main like bad horror movie that I've seen. It's Tristan, have you seen it?
Sorry, I was like,
did you see it?
Coughing up a lung.
Armor my
No, I've seen like a bunch of clips of it. It's abysmal. It's fucking terrible.
Okay. Well, since no one's seen it, we can move on.
Okay.
That's fine. But Illy, if you're listening in the audience at discord.t1podcast.com or on the YouTube channel or on all audio platforms, you should go ahead and check it out, by the way. It's just awful. It's the worst movie. It's the worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life. So
add it to your collection.
Right.
I don't know. Like I have Easter Bunny Massacre, The Bloody Egg Trail, and I also have Alien Shark. Those are pretty fucking up there.
Alien
No,
Shark
it's worse than all of them. It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
What?
What? I didn't say anything.
She didn't say nothing.
Okay.
Did you say what?
Illy, I need to confront you because I rewatched one of Drumsy's videos and you were talking about how you shit on the carpet.
I just had flashbacks to primary school when the teacher judged me for pooping on the carpet.
Is this real? Did you really poop on the floor in elementary school?
I mean, she didn't let me go to the toilet, so technically it's her fault.
Somehow, Illy, I'm not surprised at all.
You could at least sound a little bit disappointed.
Yeah.
I was going to make a joke all those times.
Could you give me some more context about you pooping on the carpet?
Just like his cat.
Meow.
What do you mean context?
Well, my cat shit on the carpet earlier today, and you're like a Neko girl, so please, give me more context as to what happened and why you shit on the carpet.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Wait. He was pissed.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
I'm reading the chat, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she has like poop problems,
oh,
dude.
Oh, me too! Hey! Actually, woo! I've really had to go to the bathroom this episode, but I don't want to leave because I'm having fun.
I saw the same episode because I put it in his research notes, and it's because you were talking about how when you were in school, your teacher wouldn't let you go to the bathroom, so you shat on the floor and you got in trouble.
Hmm? I always hear those stories, man. What is it with
you forgot?
Why are there so many teachers out there that like they're like, no, you can't go to the bathroom. Why is that like a thing?
I don't
understand. I feel like everyone has a story like that, where they're like, well, I guess I'm going to piss my pants then.
I have a story about that, Lars.
Okay.
So I really had to go to the bathroom. It was fourth grade. My teacher was like a fat, pregnant lady who was being a bitch because I'm like, I really need to go to the bathroom so bad. And she's like, I'm pregnant. I can hold it. You can hold it. And then I pissed my pants and I was really sad and upset. The principal saw that and freaked out, and she like took me to the lost and found and gave me free clothes, and she told me not to tell my parents at all and that we would just keep this between us and hush hush. Looking back on that now, they were just avoiding a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Anytime a teacher ever tells you the phrase "keep this between us, it's hush hush,"
or they're not.
That's very specifically when you need to tell
and this,
an adult.
This happened when Tristan was 15.
No, I was 9 years old.
He pissed his pants.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's okay.
At least it was really cold outside, so it kept me warm.
Let her talk, dude. She's the guest.
Okay, Lars, I have slow internet, so there's a delay.
Every teacher in my PE department was mega sus. We got a female one, and we thought we were safe. She was a lesbian.
Hey, me too. We had a lesbian PE teacher.
Wait, did you say, PE department.
Yes.
Physical education.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said PE department. And I was like, what the fuck? Okay.
Yeah, it's like a new thing they're teaching in school, how to fucking piss correctly.
Yeah, how to piss properly.
How to hold your piss for 6 hours and not get a fucking, not end
UTI.
Up on dialysis.
Well, that's just called taking Adderall because you forget about it, but that's because you get distracted with other stuff. But, you know, I don't have any experience with that.
Yeah, my PE teacher hated men so much that she would have the boys line up and have the girls throw dodgeballs at her faces.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, same here. Frog.
And she would join in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Frog.
Wait, Tristan, have you guys played Smash Face?
No. Also, Illy, could you ribbit for us real quick?
Oh, no.
She hated men so much that she would abuse, like, teenagers.
We weren't even teenagers. We were literally fifth graders.
Okay, like, abusing kids.
Whoa! Child abuse! Woo! I should not shout that.
Yeah, you guys went to some weird schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, private school's a bitch, huh?
You ever heard of something called Mess Up Day? Or over here it was called Muck Up Day. Where basically the day of prom and graduation, right? For the seniors. They would do this thing where at lunchtime and break time, they would like play attack the school. And it started as like water fights, so maybe some water balloons, you know, funny. And my last year of school, before I left, there were dildos thrown onto the windows that teachers couldn't get to. There was strawberry lube put into the canteen sauces.
there were stink bombs, vodka-filled, vodka and piss-filled water guns, raw fish being used as melee weapons, and raw chicken being used as melee weapons.
And oh my gosh.
There was approximately 10,000 pounds, so $12,000 of damage done to the school in 15 minutes. And it was that bad that people had to actually be taken to the hospital and prom and graduation was cancelled.
That was a crazy dildo fight. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Also,
it was
the aristocrats.
You said melee, right?
Yeah, melee weapons.
No, melee. Like so Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, the Smash Bros. Melee. Announcer was actually Scottish all along. That's why he says melee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I never knew
he
that.
He does say it weird. He's like, melee!
He's like, Super Smash Bros. Melee!
I do like that Xander Mobius took over for that.
Mm. Yeah, did you also say Samus?
Can you say Samus?
Yes.
Samus.
Can you just say the names of Nintendo characters as if you were an announcer?
Dr. Mario.
Alright,
Oh my god,
enough suggestions, freshman. Jesus, dude. Okay, I got a couple more topics. I got Tristan's egg moment. I got sometimes people talk to me too much and sometimes
like
people
eggs.
Don't talk to me as much as what?
Eggs
we,
are nice. Okay.
We get into this every right. episode where I talk about a food I don't like. I don't like eggs because it makes me shit.
It's a bit different this time.
I'm gonna crack an egg on your forehead and fry it.
Okay, so yesterday we're sitting in the voice chat. And
wait, hold on, Lars. Before you get into this, is this something I actually want broadcasted and recorded? I'm gonna ask you to use your better judgment here because I don't remember what you're talking about.
I'll say it, and you can choose whether we edit it out or not.
Well, there's people here, like, that can clip it.
Nobody clip it. Okay.
I'm amazed that you have that much faith in your users.
I do not have any faith.
Considering four of them are from
these
mine.
These people in the chat, right?
Well, it's partially your people.
Yeah.
No, yeah, some of them...
I have no faith in my users.
Yeah, the people here are, for the most part, pretty good.
I have no faith in my users.
Okay. Well, just say it real quick so they don't have time to clip it. You were saying how you like, does anyone fantasize about, like, you know, becoming a woman or something or being a woman? So anyway, there was that.
It's a valid question. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever like wonder what it'd be like to be a chick, like, that's cool. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I always wonder what it'd be like.
No,
to
but
be
you,
a
you,
chick
you were like,
chick. You know what I mean?
A what?
A chickier
a chicken?
Chick. You know, like. More feminine.
Like more, tradition, like a trad wife kind of thing?
Like,
or
be like,
what do you mean?
Really cute. Okay,
a
gotcha.
Girly girl.
I'm very much like...
Oh my god! I'm sorry.
Chicken nuggets stuffed into a turkey. Okay.
No, it's shaggy with tits. Billy. Let's have a makeover.
What?
Okay.
We'll do a makeover. We can make it happen.
Trust me, my real face
wait.
Ain't getting any... Ain't getting any prettier, mainly because it's not possible. Because I'm
Oh shit! I was about to say can't get any prettier because you're already beautiful.
No, I look.
Ellie,
like
would you take the potion? Would you take a potion that makes you into Shaggy with tits, or the potion that makes you into Taz the Tasmanian tiger? I mean, the Tasmanian devil.
I would love to be Shaggy with tits. Look at that body structure. Mmm.
Okay, here's the question. Would you have sex with Shaggy with tits?
Yes.
Me too. Same.
It's Matthew Lillard. How can I say no?
Have you seen Matthew Lillard now?
Also,
he's like a total dad.
He's in the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Well, yeah, because he's significantly older.
Guy. Yeah,
he's playing the
he's
purple
a
guy.
He's a dope.
He is. Like, he's the man behind the slaughter.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
I noticed that.
Oh god!
With these Scooby Doo 2 gifts in the voice chat.
What have we started? Oh dear god!
Sexy Scooby Doo.
Scooby's hanging a
tail.
Well, something in there.
What's going, Scoob? I'm feeling really horny.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I got you.
All right, there's the cold open.
I mean,
Zoink Scoob, I'm feeling fucking horny, man. Take those
like his loin scoop. Have you seen Velma?
Wait, since when does Scooby-Doo wear shoes?
That's Daphne's boots.
I must admit, he looks okay. very
Why
flat.
Is he wearing Daphne's shirt?
That's Velma's shirt. That's Velma's shirt.
Raggy,
Velma's shirt. Jesus. Okay.
Speaking of which, who do you prefer more? Do you prefer Velma or Daphne? Okay.
Velma, she's got that fucking fat ass.
Well, that's like when Velma. People ask, do you like Betty or Veronica? Mm. You know?
Well, the answer, you know what, man? I'm gonna say Daphne.
Ugh.
I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm gonna say Daphne.
I got it. You like Pimble.
Scrappy.
No, I'm just I like them basic. What can I say?
Lars you know, likes them basic bitches.
I do.
Mary Jane from the first movie.
No, Velma seems like she'd be nice, but I don't know. I get the impression that she'd be kind of annoying after a while. And
I can.
Why? Because she'd be like a know-it-all.
I can Velma.
What about Velma?
I can.
Like, would she be like a know-it-all? I guess if you're
okay.
I don't know.
You made Illy sad.
No, I like Velma.
She's gonna cry.
What? No. If I take Daphne, she can take Velma. I mean, that's how
Illy's
that works.
Crying.
I'll take both of them.
Oh.
But no. It's like Lars. It's like when people ask, like, do you prefer Betty or Veronica? Like, you know, depends on your taste in girls.
Well, yeah, I think that's the point of the question.
Do you
I think
like
that's why
Yanny
she asked
or
it.
Laurel?
Oh my gosh.
Well, they're the same thing. It's the exact
yeah, that's,
same thing.
That's so, a joke. It's yeah. a woman. I'd fuck a woman.
What? Okay.
Both.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Lars.
Preston, do you have any more topics?
All I'm going to say is I like my women a little spicy. You know, God sprinkled some mental illness on my fiance, and I love it so much.
Oh, okay.
Shout out mental illness.
Shout out Ayo, mental illness.
Mental
shout
illness.
Shout out autism. Shout out ADHD.
Wait, ADHD?
Shout out OCD.
Free Palestine.
I think there's like 8 mental disorders between the four of us, by the way. So that's this is going to be a hell of an episode to edit.
Autism, yeah. ADHD, clinical depression, severe anxiety, paranoia disorder, severe insomnia. I see things.
I mean, you do have fucking eyeballs.
Me too.
I have my son
as well.
Wait, you are we listing off mental illnesses? Is it my turn?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Extreme PTSD. Extreme depression.
IBS.
Borderline personality disorder. ADHD. And
lupus.
I have very bad anxiety, so that's about 5.
Anal fissures.
I don't know. I can't remember the other ones, so it's probably because of my brain problems. But yeah, that's.
Someone in the chat says tiny peepee syndrome. Yeah, that's probably true.
I wish I had a peepee.
He's the elephant man.
Okay. Oh. So anyway, ADHD here. That's about it.
Yeah.
TJ, what are your mental illnesses?
Listen to the song I Got Depression by Zach Fox, and you'll know my mental illness.
Listen to me?
Yeah.
For me?
Wait, TJ.
Dude, that song is...
Whoa, my
that song
God.
Is raw, but that song slaps, dude.
Shut
I Got
the fuck
Depression.
Up, Tristan. Yeah, I Got Depression.
By Zach Fox? That's
yeah,
a great
don't
song.
Make those jokes towards Jesus him. Make those one. Jokes towards Dream, okay?
Like... Also, yeah. I have like 6 more topics.
Hell yeah!
Oh yeah, because I'm almost because I have topics, but they're not topics I can bring up on a guest list or on a guest episode. So go ahead.
Okay. Oh fuck. Okay, hold up. My mic's shitting itself. Fuck.
Don't forget.
What is that? Like it's
like
dying. What does that mean?
Just like your
so
cat.
So my mic's like you sounded like you were electrocuting my ear holes with your dulcet tones, and I did not appreciate. But it's fixed.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Does this sound better, Tristan?
No, it was my microphone. You don't have to fucking talk louder. Fuck.
Okay.
Hello, Tristan.
So, Illy, you were mentioning earlier that you like to have sex with your Discord mods. Care to comment on that?
Yes.
Oh, just yes?
Okay.
Okay, next question. Do you have any openings as a Discord mod?
Yeah.
Okay, third question. Could you send
I'll
me
tell
a
Yeah, I'll send one in 4 days. Mm.
4 days? Okay.
Okay.
I won't remember.
He's going to forget by then.
I probably won't remember.
You don't have to send it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so mean. Yeah. I'll send one in 4 days so you can forget about the conversation.
Also, it doesn't matter if it's mean. Preston, it doesn't matter if it's mean.
Bros, do you...
You're not going to remember it either.
No, I'm gonna listen to this episode and I'm going to be like, that fucking bitch.
That's why I bully him so much, because he always forgets that I did it.
Do you guys think I'm going to get cancelled for this? Eliana is ableist.
No. This is fine. Don't worry about it.
Someone's gonna try and defend you.
You got the pass.
Yeah.
Illy gets canceled for taking advantage of brain damaged host.
Uh-huh. Oh my god, I'm gonna write a twit longer on an alt account for that. That would be beautiful.
Oh, Tristan does not need any more twit longers at the moment. By the way, if anyone actually watches Drumsy's videos, well, lots of people do, obviously. Not if anyone, but not lots me. Of people do. This is pretty tame, actually, compared to that stuff. So this isn't too bad.
Okay.
This is fine.
This will be all right. Next question.
How many jokes I've had, Drumsy has had to straight up cut out because of me or Emmy.
Yeah.
Like, me and Emmy, we either have no fucking clue what to say or come out with the most fucking out-of-pocket shit that you've ever heard.
Can we have an example?
No.
Okay, thank you.
No, we want to get monetized too, Tristan.
Oh, yeah. So no, I don't need money. That's fine.
Well, I need it because I want to live. And, okay. You know.
I have a question then. Illy, why are you Scottish?
Okay. Yeah, why are you?
Well, it happens when a man and a woman love each other very much. And it just so happened that I was born in... The city of Stirling, and Stirling is the birthplace of William Wallace himself.
Whoops! That was on keybind. I didn't mean to do that. Shit.
Well, I like how when she went on that tangent, her accent went from like down here to all the way up here.
I mean, yeah.
No, I have it keybound on my keyboard to a way that like sometimes when I type, I accidentally trigger it. It's
okay.
I need to change that.
So that's since we've established that you're
for
Scottish,
being born. Yeah.
Since we've established that you're Scottish, can you ham it up a little bit and do a little bit where you're angry and pretend that you're beating the shit out of someone?
Ooh.
Okay. Let me just envision.
Illy the kitty beats the shit out of you ASMR.
Let me just envision my ex friend. Okay. I need something to punch. I think a balloon will do a good job. Ironically, the balloon that I'm using is a balloon that my ex got me for our first Valentine's together, and it's literally lasted longer than our relationship together. What the fuck do you think you're fucking saying to me? What do you fucking think you're fucking saying? You come a fucking inch closer, I'm gonna fucking beat you up. What the fuck? I'll fucking crack you, mate. I'll fucking crack you. How's that?
How was that, Preston?
Can we isolate
that? Did that meet your expectations?
Can we isolate that sound clip and just have that be all the marketing for this episode? That was the entire plan.
Yeah, also, yeah. Illy, don't give that away for free next time. You could probably sell something like that.
Yeah, you probably could sell that, like maybe step on someone and they pay you. Like,
yeah, there's a market there.
Preston owes you about 50 quid now.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
Wait, why is it called a quid, by the way? This never made sense to me, because doesn't it mean a quarter?
No, it's just slang.
Okay.
It's easier to say quid than a pound.
Is
it short for, like, squid, or what's...
No, it's just...
What is it?
It's just slang for money.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Like how in America, they vote dough instead of dollar, because it's one syllable rather than two.
Dough.
So hey, yo, you got some G's?
Wait, hold on.
Cash.
What? Dole? We don't say dole.
Dollar.
Dole.
Oh, dough. As in, like, money. Well, we wouldn't say, like, 50 dough, though. That doesn't...
No, we gotta explain it to him in terms of The Simpsons, and he'll understand.
Dole! No, it'd be like, you know, if we said, like, bucks.
Dole. It's like Mario. It's like
bucks
Mario going,
instead of dollar. Instead of pound.
Fair enough.
Aye. It's just easier to say we have Scottish accent.
By the way, Tristan... Yeah, sure. Tristan, if you have any more topics, by the way, you can. We're getting to about an hour at this point.
Oh, okay. I'll give you an actual good question. What is your favorite aspect of VR chat?
None of it.
That is very understandable.
I fucking
hate it. How did I know
she was It is a horrendous title. They have done so little to help the disabled community. The fact that when they removed the mods, they had been literally attacked by the entire disabled community for removing the only access features that they had, that they were forced to add them. But the fact it only took 2 weeks shows how lazy and unwilling they were to support their users. They also refused to protect the children while adding it to multiple devices where children have extremely easy access to it. You know, they're bringing it to Android phones.
Oh, no.
We are going to have literal children in lunchrooms on VR chat, right? And, well, if it was something else, fine. If there wasn't adult content in VR chat, I could not have gave less of a fuck, right? But because there is NSFW content in that game, not only do they refuse to admit it, refuse to do anything about it, refuse to make a decision on, are we going to straight up ban it, or are we going to raise the age rating or add a content filter, right? They have choices and they refuse to do all three. And they have actually timed me out in their live stream chats for getting their entire chat saying to add safety measures for children.
That's very understandable because I was looking at VR chat videos and one of them was just a girl in the bathroom stall with an explicit avatar and she literally was just masturbating in the in the server, and it was just a public server.
Yeah.
I don't think I would want kids stumbling on that. That's fucked up.
Oh yeah, it's fucking horrendous. And the fact that, again, you don't need any age verification to get into this game. That is fucking disgusting. Even if they did not up the age of the game, but required you to put in your age to show certain content, that would be good enough. But you want to know the funniest thing? You know when you're making models for VR chat and you go to the upload screen and it says, tick the boxes to label what this model contains. And it says gore, explicit content, loud noises, right? You know, those are just there for decoration. They don't send any data.
So basically what you're saying is kids can access literal explicit models at any time? Anytime.
Yes, yes.
Well, and TJ, multiple is that why times you want to download VR chat?
Oh,
got him. Anyway.
But,
I have a compliment to pay you guys, by the way.
What's up?
Yes.
Kind of in relation to that. And this is to you and your associates, but also especially you, Illy, because you've done something, but despite the platform's issues, which is that I don't play VR chat myself at all, and I don't really have any interest in it, but you guys are putting out content and making stuff that still makes it entertaining.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's that's the best thing that you can do for something where you're making content that even people who don't play the, quote unquote game at this point can still appreciate.
Yeah.
So you guys are doing great work.
Drumsy,
I appreciate
when
it.
He comes to me for recording, he'll ask me when I can do it. He'll ask me what I'm able to do because obviously my CF sometimes can stop me doing certain things. Like getting in VR or using my voice much. Like the last video, I had a staph infection in my upper respiratory, so I had no voice. So what did we do?
I actually just watched that video.
Yeah, he decided to do a charades video, so I barely had to speak. Like he's so kind and thoughtful about these things, and It took a while for him to realize that I wasn't making shit up when I said how thankful I was to him. Because I am literally, he'll message me asking about a video and I feel like crying when I have to turn it down. But when we get a date set, I'm just
so excited. I look forward to it so much because it's so much fun. And then, like, sometimes I struggle with coming up with things on the spot. So he'll help me do lines, or say we're doing a collab content, like with Fillion or something. Sometimes I'll just be too excited, and because there's new people in the group, I don't know their social pattern and their cue pattern, so I'll say things at random intervals, not knowing when they're going to speak, because I struggle with social cues. And what Drumsy will do is, mm-hmm. he doesn't stop and like go, can you stop and let them speak? He'll just, he does this little hand gesture, like it's not even noticeable, only I can see it, and only I know what it is, but it's just this little hand gesture. He'll just move his hand towards me a little bit, which means they're going to speak. And then that helps me because it's like, it doesn't make me feel bad. It doesn't make me feel like I'm interrupting. And it reminds me that he knows I'm not doing it on purpose. And he just wants to help me have as much fun with all of them as possible. And it really, really helps. And we really enjoy making content together. And I don't think people thought that Drumsy genuinely bullied me. For a long time, because in the content we kind of have these characters that we don't make up, but we express certain parts of ourselves that we think could be funny in the content. So he like bullies me, and I'm kind of like the brainless one, and I do dumb shit and say dumb shit and all that kind of stuff, and it's funny, and we get a lot of chemistry from it. And it makes a lot of the videos really entertaining. And for a long while there, people genuinely thought he was bullying me, because that was like the type of thing we were doing at the time, because it was really funny. And it's like, I'm sitting in the call with him before recording, and he's just like, hey, are you well? Like, what, is there anything you can't do? Is there anything you can do? You don't need to get in VR if you're not feeling well enough, but if you can get in VR, that'd be really... Like, he's so genuinely sweet. Like, he really is.
I got a spoiler for everyone in the audience, by the way. Mm-hmm. If you think that content creators are like bullying each other on a comedy channel, just a heads up, they're not. Oh. They're actually being annoyingly polite to each other in the back end.
Yeah.
I got like an example that. Mm-hmm. Every video I do with Lars, half the time he's just a fucking asshole. Or like literally, yeah. I've just been, hey, Lars, I can't wait to kill this boss in Castlevania. He literally says, go fuck yourself. And then after the recording,
no, we're just like, you're not gonna kill him, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's just like after the people, recording, yeah. It's so nice that we're like, I had so much fun. This was great. I'm glad that we had some good jokes here and there, but like during the video, we could just bully the shit out of each other. And it's funny.
You play things up. Because
it's kayfabe.
Yeah,
it's kayfabe. Mm-hmm. It's like in professional wrestling. Mm-hmm. So
it's fun, and
yeah.
It makes
also, I don't know if that spoils it for anything.
Nah.
I don't. By the way, if anyone likes the drama, sorry, buddy. It's not real.
Yeah, Lars and I don't actually hate each other. It's not real.
Yeah, sorry.
I think a lot of people take what they see at face value as a reality.
What?
Which is really funny when you're in a virtual reality game. You know, it's like we don't hate each other. Like we're sitting there, like after like someone says a really like whoa. Like jab at one another. We just sit there laughing. Like I can barely breathe half the time. Like I genuinely need to take my inhaler after some shots because it's just that fucking fun.
Yeah.
Legitimately, I just.
By the way.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Tristan. Would you? I can't do a hand gesture for you, by the way. But would you like me to play like a sound cue or something? Would that help for you? When you can. No one is. It's time for. To let someone else talk. I got a couple here I could play. Like,
oh my god,
I could do or something like.
I wasn't trying to take over the episode. I just
no, we know it's okay. That's what we're saying.
Any of those working for you?
Listen, Lars, this. Illy has very similar energy to me in terms of content, and it just fucking clicked. Okay.
Yeah. I get you, buddy.
I could do like a little. I get a little fart noise for you or something. Like,
I knew this was going to happen.
Okay, that's it. I'm gonna take us out with one more question to Illy before we bounce.
Okay.
Okay.
Make sure my mic's working. There we go. Hey, Illy.
Why are you a woman?
I have a vagina.
And that is where we're cutting the episode.
Me too.
I'm Hell sorry, but yeah. that's the greatest outro you can ask for.
I love just the completely
And I wish we could use it because we actually have to plug stuff, Tristan. Well,
why don't we just edit the plug in before that?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Editors, have fun with this one. Let's do a little insert. Everyone clap on three. One, two, three. By the way, if people wanted to check out your stuff, Illy, and thank you very much for coming on the show, just for reference. If people wanted to check out your content on the internet, what's the best way to do that?
I use Illy the Kitty pretty much everywhere. If they want a link hub to like everything, I have illythekitty.com. It has like all my commission details, my different websites that I'm on. The only thing that's different is Twitter. Which is Illy the Scotty, because on my original Illy the Kitty account, I told a transphobe that I was going to beat them to death, and I got permabanned.
Oh, okay.
Respect. But yeah. But yeah, Illy the Kitty.
Oh, she was just channeling that energy for the balloon bit. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I got it. And Tristan, if people wanted to watch your stuff, what's the best way to do that?
YouTube.com/Spaghetto. I've been uploading every day for a month and a half now. It's fucking a grind, but I'm very happy to be making daily content now because that's always what I've wanted to do.
And almost everyone else is as well. DJ.
Yes?
If people wanted to listen to your music, what's the best way to do that?
Well, like I said in the previous episodes, SoundCloud.com/TH. Yeah. It's spelled T-I-E-D.
If you like, we can stop plugging your stuff in the future. I was just trying to give you a shout out.
No, well, to listen to his music, you have to go behind an alleyway.
Okay, all right. Look up Spaghetto. Go to Spaghetto to Lozano.
No, it was just funny because you're like, well, in the last episodes, I already clarified where they can find it. But
Okay.
If you don't go listen to his All music, right. You'll see me at the end of your bed at 4 a.m. Wait, some people might like that.
Ooh.
Wait, are you going to read me a bedtime story?
Clef says go to soundingclub.com.
Wait.
Yay.
Also, if you guys want to check it out, there are other episodes of the podcast that feature certain other people in the VR chat community. One of them is I think he goes by Drumsy now. He used to go by Got Drums. I know he was much more popular as Got Drums. So, but yeah, so that would be a good episode to check out. He did one with us about 2 years ago. Jesus, 2 years ago at this point. Where the fuck does the time go?
Wait, I think it was actually 3. I think it was in 2020.
Oh, don't tell me that. Oh no.
Well, the
wait, yeah, he's been on twice.
Yeah, okay,
he's been on twice.
21.
Yeah.
He's been on twice.
Yeah, he's a funny guy. Funny guy. Funny dude. Woo.
Funny guy.
And?
Well, the second time, we lost most of your audio.
We did.
Me?
Yeah, I remember that. That was a bummer. But that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. We also lost an entire episode as well. So, I guess this is actually happening now.
Wait, was I supposed to be
almost like recording with Illy.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, we have the Craig recording bot on, almost, so no excuse.
It's almost like recording with Illy is cursed.
Yeah.
It's always like cursing our equipment.
Uh-huh.
I think
this one's actually going
to
get released.
That'll be pretty pumped.
Is there anything else we need to talk about before we go?
Yes. Because here's the thing. Right now, if you're listening to the podcast and you're like, I've been listening for some time, I think I could toss a couple bucks their way to get bonus content. You can go to patreon.com/T1podcast and you can get several things at this point. You can get early listening privileges, early viewing privileges to all of Spaghetto's YouTube content, a funny role in the Discord, a patron-only chat, and more. Go to patreon.com/T1podcast. Every dollar helps, and it starts at $2, so really every $2 helps. And it really helps support the show. At this point, we're throwing literally every dollar we get right back into the content. Mm-hmm. So the more that you guys donate, the more that we are able to do on the show and the more that Tristan's able to do on his channel.
It's very much appreciated.
So if you guys can help support us there.
Yeah.
Do it.
If you get the 100, if you get the 100 quid tier, you get to see what's on Lars's hard drive, the broken one.
Oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and I'll just put a space sniffer thing on it and let you guys see the files, I guess.
Okay.
Thanks for making me promise that, TJ. Anyway, editors, we're going to go ahead and cut in Spaghetto's outro about Illy's vagina in 3, 2, 1.
My vagina.
Spaghetto here, and welcome to the 20k sleep stream sub special. I promised in Discord that I would do a live stream of myself just chilling and sleeping for like 12 hours. So yeah, here you guys go. I'm gonna be letting the stream go all night. I apologize if my webcam's a little low quality. It's just because I don't usually use one. So yeah. Hi chat. I'll be just chilling here answering questions, and I have a couple guests with me, my buddy Gavin, and my daughter Haru. Everybody say hi.
Howdy.
Hello.
Yeah, this is going to be a weird stream.
I don't like how one of them's in a bed. Yeah. That bothers me a lot.
That's gross. What's under them pillows?
He's just got his hand on his the whole time he's filming.
Yeah, I would be. That's what I'd be doing.
That's like me pre this video. You guys can actually see my body now. Before this, I just had my hand on my the whole time.
It's true.
And a taser on my balls.
Yeah, in seventh grade, I was, I always saw like stuff about dudes like fucking watermelons and like cantaloupes and stuff.
No.
So, but I didn't have any of those.
Fuck.
I didn't have any of those, but I had a
cum fruit.
I hiccuped. It was a hiccup.
It was just a hiccup.
It was a hiccup.
Yeah, I hate penis.